So the ring of the bell is the sound of the end of lunchtime at All Saints. It's not your average playground. The sun is beaming down. When you look across, you've got all your patterns on your tarmac, you've got a wooden adventure playground, and then beyond the hedge is just the open countryside, rolling hills of Staffordshire. It's a beautiful spot, isn't it? I'm with Adrian Dipple, who's the headmaster here. Hello.
Hi there. Our surroundings here are idyllic. We actually say that they are. We spend as much time as we can outdoors. Quite often we hear the cows coming down and they're moving from field to field.
And what's incredible is in front of us now, we've got two lines. They're patiently queuing up to get back into their afternoon lessons. This is the entire school in front of us, isn't it?
This is 36 children you're seeing in three classes, actually. But just before Christmas, there would have been 14 children.
You were deemed to be too small by the local authority.
Yeah, just not financially viable. I mean, to educate such a small amount of children is an expensive business. We challenged ourselves and we were given the challenge to raise our numbers so that we could keep the school open.
Should we go and take a look inside the school?
Yep.
It looks like it's not big enough for me to get lost.
Right, children, we've got Teddy. And you're going to tell me something that you really like to do. So, Christian, you hold the teddy and we'll listen to Christian.
I love to do at home too on the Xbox.
Oh, and what's your favourite thing in school to do?
Play and write.
We've stepped into the first classroom now, and I'm guessing by the height of the chairs, we're in the youngest class.
We've got a mixture of our nursery and our reception children in here. Seven in today.
How have you done it? How have you gone from 14 pupils just before Christmas to now being well over 30?
Well, 36 and heading towards 40 now. It's been a fantastic team effort. Put our publicity at the new army base, which has been a great source for us.
You aren't a school just for Ranton Village.
Interestingly, out of the 36 children we have, only four are actually from the village. We had one parent who came to have a look who so fell in love with it. She went and told her friends, and then we had family after family after family coming to have a look around.
I like playing with my teddies.
You like playing with your teddies? I've got a favourite teddy. I'm afraid he's only got one ear. It's very old, my teddy. Like me.
So we've got the middle age group children now all sat, well, until we walked in and distracted them, concentrating lovely on the teacher and the screen behind them, a big picture of a shark on the wall behind them.
This is the largest one, yes. There are 14 children in this class at the moment, split between year one and year two.
Thank you, miss. What's the average then across the UK now?
It's still a little bit of a luxury, but obviously our plan is to make the classes bigger. The national average, I think, is 27 per class.
My name is Ruby and I'm reading Horse Pie.
It's Dick King Smith, isn't it, this book?
Both with white stockings, Herbert, a chestnut like all his kinds.
These are the oldest children. Now, we are still called All Saints Infant School. We have a year three and a year four, and in September that will be a year five, and these are junior classes. For us to grow, we've been allowed to take on these extra year groups. The year after next in September, when we can take our year sixes, and we will achieve that full primary.
What have the children in this class got planned then for this afternoon?
This afternoon, well, they're starting off with some reading. And they're going to do, and they've all sat outside now in the beautiful weather. We've got a lovely little learning area outside.
My name is Sophie. I am in year four. When the world was first made, the water in the sea was fresh, and it would be like that today if King Froddy had not been so greedy and unkind.